You know, I don't know if you want to talk about it or not, but you mentioned that you had surgery. You want to talk about what it was like to have surgery as a patient? I mean, I talked to Mel Silverstein about this, and it was pretty interesting.
As all nurses and doctors have observed, it is much better to care for people who are having surgery than to have the surgery oneself. I felt very blessed in that I had no anxiety at all going into the surgery. I just had hundreds of people praying for me, and I really felt absolutely calm about that. So I was surprised at how crummy I felt afterwards. With modern anesthesia, pain isn't really an issue. That's all taken care of very well. What was surprising was that it's quite a while before your GI tract accepts the newly revised plan that is quite different than the one that the good Lord had planned for it originally. And I had really not appreciated the months that it takes before one's GI tract totally behaves. My patients had explained this to me over the years, and I'm afraid I had not really taken it in. I'd heard them, I'd been sympathetic, but it's a very different thing when it's your own GI tract that rebels at every meal for months.